About the project. We are a team of disabled and non-disabled researchers who are passionate about ending violence against deaf and disabled people. All of us have experience of working or doing research with deaf or disabled victim survivors. We work for the University of Leeds, Liverpool Hope University, Stay Safe East, a user-led service for disabled victim survivors, and Sign Health, a user-led service for deaf victim survivors. The Ministry of Justice is funding us to talk to deaf and disabled adult victims and survivors of rape or sexual violence. We want to find out, what do rape victims want from services that support them in terms of content, delivery format, and service? We want to talk to you between March and April 2022. We will speak to deaf and disabled victim survivors in interviews and focus groups. What is rape and sexual violence? Rape is a form of sexual violence. We are understanding rape and sexual violence as unwanted sexual acts and activity that causes distress. This means that sexual contact has been made without both individuals having the choice to agree. If you think that you have experienced rape and sexual violence and want to get some support, have a look at our page on getting support. Who are deaf and disabled victim survivors? We adopt the definition of disability from the Equality Act 2010. Disabled victim survivors are those who have a physical or mental impairment that has a substantial and long-term negative effect on their ability to do normal daily activities. We also include deaf victim survivors in the study, as we're interested to hear about their experiences with accessing services and any barriers they may have encountered. Why now? You might have heard about the end-to-end rape review, or about the government's Tackling Violence Against Women and Girls strategy. Victims, survivors of rape, are not always getting the support that they deserve. We don't know enough about the needs of disabled victim survivors. We need to know much more about disabled people's experience of sexual support services to improve these and make sure that disabled rape victim survivors' needs are being met.